go ahead and call the December 13th meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are also here.
Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we'll move on to public communications. We have Mr. Phillips has signed up to speak. Give us your address, please.
Tim Phillips, 820 Dyer Road, Mount Sterling, Pleasant Township. Couple quick things. I've been asked several times to request a delay and off tomorrow. So I just want to go ahead and do it.
You got to get in line. Well, I was here
to speak. So. Secondly, I talked to Mrs. Cooley about this. I think moving those banners in the gym was a fantastic idea. Looks wonderful. That's a great move. You can see them. And it opens up those walls. Now we need to do something with those sidewalls. I don't know what, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but it looks good. It's a good move. And did we update the banners?
Yeah, the new golf one's already updated.
Yeah. So I think there was a couple of them that still need updating, if I'm not correct.
Well, and we've ordered a new cheerleading one to match.
Just very, very good. And thirdly, I put in my application or resume or anything, but I hadn't heard anything back. And I didn't know how that worked. I mean, I got a response, but I didn't hear anything about an interview. I didn't know how that was going to work because you had said you were going to let people know starting today.
Yep. Todd got all those. He's going to give those out to us, and we will meet in executive session, talk about those tonight, and we'll be getting back with
applicants. Okay, so after tonight, we'll.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure we got all on the same page.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Anybody else that would like to speak during public communication that didn't sign up? Okay. We'll move on to board work session.
I just put a couple things on there as reminders. January 25th, we've settled on this board retreat. OSBA is going to be there. Todd and I plan to go over the 10-year financial projections, kind of begin that conversation.
What time?
We had talked 6 o'clock.
Okay. January 25th.
And we will be in here unless there's a desire to go off-site. As of right now, it's here.
I didn't respond to you, Tim, because it didn't matter to me.
Okay.
Could have picked a date.
All right. You said 6 o'clock, right? Okay. And then the organizational meeting is on the Friday the 13th.
Have a good fuel.
And that's the 6 p.m.
Also
Friday.
At 6. And that's... Like that, and to point out, there's a couple of people here that might be interested, that is the meeting in which the board will do their appointment.
Right. Yeah, for anybody here that's interested, the reason that has to be moved to Friday the 13th, we went over this last month, was the fact that we have to wait so many days after Mr. Hunter's resignation that we have, but then we also have 15 days to do all the appointments to the state.
Right, your organizational
meeting. To our organizational meeting. So that leaves us 3 days or 2 days in there from the 13th to the 15th. And we didn't want to meet on a Sunday or a Saturday, so we decided to go with Friday the 13th. So our regular board meeting will be moved from a Tuesday to that Friday the 13th. So
that'll be our regular one too, at 6.
Yeah, our regular meeting at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move on to approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the meetings of the November 15th, 2016 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Takes us to our treasurer.
The only thing I'd like to point out, on our spending plan, and I'm not going to go through it, I'm just going to highlight it, but we've received about 24% of our revenue for the year, our projected revenue, and we're 41% through the year, and we we've spent about 41% of our expenditure budget. So that's why we get to that bat wing effect where we get to our low point of the year here at the bottom. We're heading there now in November. You can see we're right here. And we'll bottom out in December and January and then start to climb as our real estate revenue starts to come in. But that kind of highlights it, you know, when we're 41% through the year, we've spent 41% of our expenditures, but we've only received 24% of our revenue. So that's what drives that down to that point, and then we recover. But you can see we are starting to dip below that $2 million line, and that just highlights that revenue or that shortfall we face in 19 that we project. Other than that, I don't have anything to report on. So if you have any questions, I'd like to have it answered.
Tim, this may be more of a Tim question. Have we decided what we're going to do, how we're going to allocate the farm rent for the FFA grant?
Yeah, you'll be getting a recommendation from me in January, basically, that I want to split it between the music program and the athletic program this year. Athletic program is better than what it was, but it still needs help. So $20,000, and just for future reference for the next meeting, the request I'll be making is that we split it 15 and 5, because athletic still needs to get shored up. This year, our gate receipts are up, and that's a good thing in athletics, and we kind of anticipated that, but we still need to build it up for the end of the year going into next year. So.
January meeting, you'll have that quarterly athletic update report on the athletic budgets.
Tim, 15-5, which way?
Would you like me to?
Yeah, please.
The reason why I hesitate is we typically don't answer questions from the crowd. That's okay, but I'll go ahead and answer it. 15 for athletics, 5 for the music program, and we'll evaluate that each year as we promised the community we would do. Our music program has received a lot this year because we've invested a lot in the program and we'll continue to do that. They got a lot from PI this year. And as I've said, those requests have to keep coming as we build the budget for next year. Renee knows that from the music program to provide us with what their needs are, and we'll continue to support them.
Just speaking for the music program, they're coming up with, they need uniforms. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a big expenditure. Yep. And for a program that's successful, I would think that we would want to take a serious look at that for next year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the question's smarter to answer your question.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll go ahead and approve the IRA financial action items.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the November 2016 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Takes us to Mr. Detweiler.
Thank you. First item I have, and give Todd a second, he can pull up the latchkey program. It's just a little schedule I put together. This week, we had a conference call. Actually, it was last week. We had a conference call with the Madison-Champaign ESC. That was the next step in our process of getting a program in place for next year. Myself, Mrs. LaGault, Mr. Penny, Todd, met with the ESC superintendent, Dan Koffenbarger, and their treasurer, Matt Ketchum, and Doris, I always forget her last name. She runs the latchkey program for West Jeff. She came to our meeting, the child care committee meeting. We had a great conversation back and forth trying to lay out the dynamics of what before and after school program would look like at Madison Plains. We have a lot of commitments going back and forth in both directions. You can see some tentative dates up there, January 20. We will provide what the cost of snacks provided by our cafeteria program to latchkey program would be, because we would bill them basically for those snacks. One thing that came out of the conversation was that since we provide breakfast, it may actually improve our breakfast sales because we can provide breakfast for that program as well. And so those kids will be right there and can have breakfast as they're part of the program, because if we're gonna be in here at 6:30, 7 o'clock, they'll definitely want breakfast by the time we start serving. So that's a good thing. ESC will provide us with the registration forms modified for Madison Plains. The 25th. They'll provide the contract for us to look at. I say approval there, but if you notice, I put down the 25th. That's when our board retreat is, which is a board meeting. You won't be asked to formally approve that, but you will have the opportunity to take a look at that and see what you think. Pre-registration, February the 1st. The reason why we're doing a pre-registration is to try to get an idea of what our numbers are going to be. They suggested that so they could get an idea, and that's going to play into what your fees are going to be. The evaluation of pre-registrants, by February 28th, we take a look at that and see, you know, where we're at. March 1st, establish the fees based on the number of pre-registrants we have. Then you start pushing out for your actual registration by April 1st. We want to get an ESC. The ESC wants to get our staff and director in place, so when you start to register, people know who are going to be working with their kids.
Now, when you say ESC is trying to get our staff and director, and they're not going to provide that?
They are. They hire those employees, but they want to hire people locally down here because it's a better situation if the employee is from down this area. So,
but they'll be working for the ESC.
Absolutely. Right. They're not our employee.
Right. It's not a current school employee that's getting tasked with that.
No, not at all. Now, we could have the potential of somebody that works for us now says, well, I want to do this. So we have that risk, but again, we also know that they're good employees.
The benefit to that, too, is it wouldn't put us in an overtime situation because they're working for two separate entities. So they could potentially work, you know, up to over 8 hours a day between the two, and it wouldn't put us in an overtime situation.
Okay. So, and especially that director's position, I've thrown some names at them that we were aware of, and they have some ideas. Then the actual registration begins April 1st. For the following year, there'll be a registration fee, and that's to have a commitment. They highly recommend that because you don't want to have 100 people register and then 20 show up. So, you know, something $25, something along those lines, just to have a commitment.
So, the vote to enter into contract is going to come up in February, though?
Well, and again, I can enter into a contract. That's why I say January 25th. I want you guys to take a look at it. You know, if there's no problems with it, I can sign off on it as a purchasing agent. It's not, at that point, you know, we can take a look at it together and say, well, this makes sense or it doesn't make sense. One thing that we won't have at that point in time is what exactly our fees are going to be. We'll have an idea, but the pre-registration doesn't start until February 1st. So we'll be looking at the nuts and bolts of a contract on January 25th, and it'll be for a one-year deal, basically.
So basically, it won't have the actual amount in it, what we see there on the 25th?
No.
But will it be a formula that we can get a ballpark of what it is?
Yeah. Right now, the West Jeff before and after school program, they have 40 kids in it. And so they modeled 40 kids in ours. And they basically backed into what the fee could be if you had 40 kids and two aides and a director. Okay. What hurts that is if you have 50 kids or if you have 20 kids. So, and then when I say evaluation of pre-registrants, I want to see that, okay, if we had 50 kids in our or 50 parents in the survey say they wanted to use the service, but we only have 20 pre-register, we'll find out why some of those folks didn't pre-register. One idea is, you know, if Mount Sterling, we talked to them about having something down there, and I've got 20 parents that say, I want to put my kids in this, but I'm not going to drive back and forth. Then we have to evaluate, you know, is that valuable to have something down there? But then you're going from 2 to 4 aides. So you've got to have a fee that will cover all that. So those are the type of things that on the 25th we'll be able to have that conversation. Then in February we can see how many kids we got.
What is currently West Jeff charged?
They have different rates based on if it's part-time and full-time. You have to go minimum 2 days a week. I don't have that memorized. But what they quoted to us was a little bit lower than West Jeff's. They've got people that have been there a long time, so they're really high up on their scale. They assume that our people would not have 10 years experience in the latchkey program.
And our baseline is just to make, or as far as what you're going at, you know, negotiating with them, is just to cover our costs.
Break even.
Because I want it viewed as we're trying to make money.
No, you know, break even. Right. Absolutely. It's we want to be able to pay them and provide a quality product. That's it. I just wanted to give you that heads up of what will be coming January. It'll be the next time we talk about it, the retreat. So, okay.
Next up, I'm excited to say that we have members of our curriculum council are here tonight. I did at the last council meeting ask if some folks would be willing to come and talk about what we're talking about in those meetings, because it's very important and it's, I think, highly successful. That goes back to Mrs. Grigsby. She is the facilitator, moderator, and chief let's get this done person on that committee. And the three ladies that are in the front row are curriculum coaches, instructional coaches, and they volunteered. It was a volunteer, right? To come tonight, and they're going to speak to you about what we're doing at Curriculum Council and the good things that are happening there. So I'll turn it over to you guys. We have Mrs. Mosslands, we have Mrs. Finney, and we have Mrs. Cummings.
I would like to report on the discussion of the committee regarding our teacher-based teams. All teachers K-12 are involved in TBTs, which meet weekly. These teams are made up of grade level, content area, and mixed content area teams. Currently, each teacher is required to complete 8 cycles, and each cycle includes a 5-step process where teachers discuss student data, and then they make a plan to improve student mastery of the standards. This 5-step process is reflected on TBT Form 3.0, which was included in your packet. These reports are then shared through a Google Classroom to be relayed to the building leadership team and then to the district leadership team. There was also discussion on making sure that our intervention and reading specialists were given ownership and accountability in the process. So each of these teams have different challenges to overcome as they are working through the cycle.
I'm going to report on the Curriculum Council's discussion of our Mastery Connect program, which is the district's, I'm sure you're aware, the district's new system used to manage the data for the purposes of monitoring our students' progress. So the district administrators established goals for implementing Mastery Connect, and at this point in the year, the expectation is that each teacher is to have 3 pieces of data for class tracker, and part of the Curriculum Council's role is to touch base with the groups. Each of our department heads go out and make sure that those things are, they're aware of that and see if they need support in those areas and things like that. Mastery Connect is also used to deliver our benchmark assessments, and one has already been completed so far this fall. So at the last Curriculum Council, we talked about kind of how that went since it was our first go. Consensus was reached in regards to things like which standards would be assessed, how the curriculum maps would be used to guide that, and opportunities for teachers to provide suggestions, if the testing window dates were working out well for teachers and with the students, and validity of the assessments and the expectations for how we would use that data to guide instruction.
The last piece is about curriculum mapping, and curriculum maps are the documents that each content area uses to really guide their instruction. It does include standards, your resources, some pacing recommendations. It provides you a framework then to create your lesson plans and go about teaching your standards. So the K-6 ELA with the Integrated Science and Social Studies has been doing a lot of work this month. I know Allison has been a big part of that. And they've been previewing some pre-made curriculum maps to determine if it could be adapted to what we need here at Madison Plains. The thing is, so much good work has been done that's out there, and there's so many great resources to tap into, that it really doesn't make sense to reinvent the wheel when so many other states have done some really good things and different vendors that we can take a look at. 712, math and ELA have been doing a lot of work this month. Today, actually, 7th and 8th grade math, we worked on the junior high math maps, and next week, pre-calculus and transition to college mathematics, we'll work on that, the 2 days before we go home for break. And then other math maps will be completed. Some are on somewhat of a hold until we decide what we're doing with our current resource of Carnegie Learning, because once that decision's made, then that'll determine what happens with some of those curriculum maps. 712 Science. This work is almost complete. When I say complete, a curriculum map is a living document, so it's never really done, but complete, I guess, for this year until we're ready to revisit next year and see what additions, deletions we need to make. So the high school department head will be monitoring the 712 Science to work towards getting that where it needs to be. And the K-12 Fine Arts is ongoing and is reaching final stages, but again, they're looking at some really good outside resources that are out there that we can tap into. The key is having the time to work on the maps because it is a lengthy process. It takes time, and that's a resource that all of us need more of. So that's where we are right now as far as mapping, but it seems that we're in a pretty good position right now for this time of the year with our maps.
A couple things I'm going to throw in here. Melanie talked about the TBTs. That's part of our improvement process, your BLTs, your building leadership teams, and so on. One of the things that we were, I won't say gigged on, but with Vanacore, if you remember, they came in a couple years ago, did an assessment on where we were at, was monitoring and managing that process. And the curriculum council, other control procedures that Mrs. Griggs, we put in place, we now have monitoring over that process. So we know in real time where people were at in the TBT process. And that's not so we can go out and say, hey, get your job done. It's so we can say, hey, you need help or assistance or, and these folks are going out and helping those people. So we've gotten that under control. Mastery Connect was also part of the improvement plan. That was a big investment that this board made last year. It's a big learning curve. Some people love it, they've jumped right in, both feet, and they're sprinting with it. Other people are struggling a little bit. But again, we've set some expectations and some targets, and we're holding people to those, but we're also providing the support to get there. So that's a good thing. Then the maps that Christina was talking about, Vanacore, again, said you need to get your maps in place. So we're taking the advice and information we've gotten from outside sources, and we're trying to make it happen. So those are all good things, but you need to know that. Hear from the people that are actually working with our staff trying to get these things in place. So I couldn't be prouder of the work that the instructional coaches are doing, and Mrs. Grigsby. It's the backbone of what we're trying to get done. So
my only question, it's not really a question, I guess, is does this type of information get out to the parents so that they know that we're always being critical of the curriculum and of the teachers and making sure that they're being pushed to their, I mean, to me, that's one of the biggest things is to make sure the community is aware that we have these three people and others that are working on making sure that these teachers are doing, you know, staying up on the current.
A couple things is it's not the flashy stuff. It is for these four folks sitting right here. This is the highlight of the year. The community is saying, Mastery Connect, MAPS, what are you talking about? So it's hard to get it exciting, but to your point, I know Mrs. Grigsby, she's doing a curriculum newsletter that goes out. Dr. Unger just started having his parent roundtables with the principal, and he's pushing that information out through those means. Mrs. LeGault's going to start doing the same thing. But again, that gets to our parents. The question you've asked is to the community. And so.
Well, my big thing is, I guess, is it's wonderful what they're doing. It may not be flashy, but to me, that's the beauty of this whole program is the fact that you have people doing this stuff when this is the important stuff, when, you know, the rest of it is great and everybody sees that. But this is behind the scenes that I think people aren't aware that this is what we're trying to do. And I just think that's important that the community understand that they're doing these things and trying to make it better, and they're not just sitting around waiting for things to happen.
Right.
So I don't know how you get that out there.
Board meetings and newspapers.
Impact, I know.
I think it's also important to tie this back to, if you remember recently, we had the report card came out, and we were all just kind of like, whatever. And I said that we're better positioned to improve than most other schools. Most other schools aren't in this world right now, especially if they were sitting on their laurels and they felt comfortable where they're at. Now they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we get these things in place to improve? We're in a good position. People are working hard, and you can see that we've got a lot of good people that know what they're doing, so that helps. So
thank you very much.
We will push.
Good, thanks.
Okay. If Todd could pull up the website.
This is...
Yeah, that's fine. We met last week, one of the communication teams met with Michelle to set up, get prepared to roll out our Facebook page. It is now out there. We did a soft rollout on Friday over the weekend to make sure everything worked correctly, and it did. Now we're pushing out information. There should be an article in the paper this week. Michelle sent it. We did a one call. We tried to blast it out to the parents to go out and like the page. I don't know if you can go ahead and go there. You can see how many we have to this point that have liked it. I think you scroll down. Yeah.
239.
Yeah. So really just in 2 days in which we've announced it, we're at 240. 239 folks have liked it. And our goal is, Michelle doesn't want to do a, you can actually buy for like $5 where it guarantees it'll go out to the 900 people in your community. She doesn't want to do that just yet. She wants to see how it does on its own the first week. And then next week we'll do that to kind of push it out even harder. So we're really excited about this. We'll do some more. So there's some ideas that, you know, myself and Todd have to make the page even flashier. But what's really neat about it is we now have a connection to the social media that a lot of schools have had. But we didn't want to do it and not do it correctly. We met with the principals this week and talked about expectations for loading information out there. To start out with, they've got to put 3 posts out there a week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it can be. And so they're loading it up with pictures of kids and things that are happening in the school, and that's what we want to have happen. I'll jump off while we're there. That picture of myself with Dr. Unger and Colleen Bennett, we're down at Cahane, and we were down there this morning. And we just finalized a partnership with them for our Eagle internship program. So we're really excited about that. Kevin Robertson's, of course, standing there on the right. He's an MP grad. He's very excited. He told me today that they have 26 unfilled positions down there today.
Wow.
And he said, that's our average. And he said, we want to get your students that want to come in and see what they want to do. And that's exactly what our vision was. Actually, our kids, they'll make money. It's like a work release, but an internship program at the same time. And what the beauty of it is we're going to allow the students to kind of figure out where they want to go. In other words, do you just want to have a work release program and go learn a position on one of the lines at Kane? That's great. Or do you want to go down and for a month you're going to be on the line, and the following month you're going to shadow an engineer, and the following month you're going to be in the accounting office? And they said they'll do all that with us. They'll get a grade. They'll get credit for the course. This is the first partnership we've gotten. We've got 2 more lined up this week with Madison Health, another one with Stanley. So we're pretty excited about that. There's criteria to get in the program that we've established. Kids have to have at least a 2.5. They got to be on track to graduate as far as the number of credits you need. It's just going to be a unique and a great program for us. Cahane is really excited because they seem to struggle with getting homegrown students from our area into their business. So they want to have a track for our kids to get in there. So, and we've already got a couple students that are interested in going down there. So
awesome.
It's a really good partnership. So, but Matt had him take that picture, and he threw that up there today. So that's a good thing. Those are the kind of things we want to make sure we get out there and get a lot of people looking at it. So we will keep pushing to get more information out there and get all of our parents on there. This will not be a primary source of important information. So you won't see me saying, if we have one, 2-hour delay tomorrow morning on Facebook. Okay, that won't happen there. We don't want to get people used to going there to find information. We want them to go to our website still. So that's the communication pieces that have been happening this week. And that's it for me.
Can you point one thing out there?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think we highlighted the athletic, or not the athletic, but the school store.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good.
That's on our homepage.
You're right.
I just thought of it since we're on the website. It's right here on the left column. That's our school store.
Okay.
And click on that, it takes you right to our MP Spirit Shop school store. So,
I've gotten some concerns over people saying, well, we're not going to be able to sell spirit wear through clubs and organizations. All I've asked is until we get to where we're talking about, is that eagle going to be our logo now? and that type of thing, that we kind of slow down, because we were having a sale every week of some kind. And I said, we can do sales through this, but if there's nothing on it that the folks want to sell and they've got, you know, a $5 t-shirt they want to do, that's great. But we want to kind of get that all lined up through, you know, a style guide or whatever that is, that, you know, get the board to look at and say, yes, that's how we want to operate. We haven't put the kibosh on any sales, in other words. This is a great site. Some people have said, well, the stuff's a little expensive. Well, it's Nike, and it's, you know, the stuff that you'd go in the store, it'd be a little more expensive. But a lot of good things. You can tailor things to what you want on your shirts and hoodies.
Selected by men, women, kids, different sports. Personalize it with names and numbers.
Music.
And a number of things. And then, I mean, there are things you don't think about, like the accessories, like hats and blankets and chairs and different things.
And the next thing you'll see is that'll be linked over on our Facebook page, I'm sure, before very long. So, a lot of good things rolling out there. That's all I had for my report.
Move on to new business.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the following board policies as presented. Below AC, ACA, ACAA, JEC, JECAA, JO.
I'll second that. You got it? Yeah. Any discussion?
I second. That second one is they've combined up two former policies into one, which made sense because you had to go to two separate policies, both to talk about non-discrimination on the basis of sex and sexual harassment, so they've combined it up. And we thought that was a great idea, actually. So,
any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as presented. Below, GBP, IGEE, JEA, and JEG.
I'll second. Any discussion?
I didn't realize last month that we'd already done some of the awarding diplomas to vets. But I've talked to quite a few people, including the family of Max Timmons, who won the Navy Cross in World War II.
Yeah.
And he dropped out of Mount Sterling early, so his family's going to request it. So.
Oh, great.
Yep, that's good.
Further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent to appoint Mark Mason as the Massive Plains Local School District Representative to Toll's Career and Technical Board of Education for a 3-year term beginning January 1st, 2017.
I'll second. Discussion?
You sure you don't want to appoint Matt Mason?
I was going to say, I didn't know it was a 3-year term. I will say I appreciate what Don has done and the heart that he's put into it. I think he represents our school well.
I spoke to Don about this because he had said, you know, we had a discussion about it. He said he's more than willing to sit down and chat with you, you know, let you try to bring you up to speed, whatever you want to do. So if you want to talk to him, you're more than welcome to. Or he would like to talk to you. So.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation due to retirement of Elizabeth Ames, effective May 23rd, 2017. Mrs. Ames has served the Massive Plains School District for 31 years.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Appear from her letter of resignation, she's going to want to rehire.
She's requested that we consider it. Mrs. LeGault and I will sit down and talk about future plans for that position and what we want to do, and then we'll have a conversation with Betsy. So.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Logan Airy as the assistant varsity basketball cheerleading advisor, effective November 30th, 2016.
I'll second that. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board awards the following supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2016-2017 school year, as listed below, Kelly Sullivan and Nate Ernst.
Second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ the following, as listed below, Michael Jones and Samuel Stiers.
Second. Any discussion?
I do want to point out, talk about substitute bus drivers. They are very hard to come by. We are using first student to fill in. It's helped us immensely for not being late to events and letting our regular drivers, you know, take those events on time. It is expensive, so we, you know, we got to consider that in the budget. But again, you start weighing between an hour late to an event or you hire somebody to sub in. So we're trying to balance that. Again, the big number one thing to do is get people in the pipeline to get them trained. But we, just like last 2 weeks ago, we had two people in the pipeline about ready to be trained. One dropped out, said, I don't want to do it. Another one took another job. So that's the cost of doing business. It's hard to keep them locked up.
I think when we do the retreat, we could look into, do we need to pay them more? Or is there anything making us not as competitive or whatever?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, I sent you an email about kind of the financial impact of hiring. What's the name of the company?
First Student.
First Student. You know, I appreciate that it's helping us fill a gap, but I don't want it to be a permanent band-aid.
It's not, and again, hopefully next year we'll be in a different situation.
Yeah, I believe we'll see when we have full-time positions available. I think we'll see this go away.
In terms of the substitute custodian, is that a new position? Did somebody leave there? Or?
If you remember one of the gentlemen that we was on our summer crew that
we hired
back as a substitute, he's no longer able to substitute for us. His wife has issues, so he can't sub for us. So this is just a person who is just purely a substitute position for us on an as-needed basis.
Okay, so
this is
not
one
envisioned as a more permanent type.
No, not at all.
No, this position we had been advertising for several months. Correct?
Yeah, because we knew he couldn't come in,
right.
So we've been trying to get somebody to sub. Because if we don't get the sub in, then we have to double up. At some point, you've got to catch up. Or either that or the building doesn't get clean.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation, the superintendent, the board employ Carolyn.
Take a shot at.
Hugeman as an aide for the remainder of the 2016-2017 school year, effective December 20th, 2016, not to exceed 20 hours a week, pending receipt of certification.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah, this is one of those situations where it is a new position to us, but it's somewhat temporary. We have a young man that he's from Mexico. His father is born in the United States. He moved up here with his dad. He's a junior on our books, but he's close to having enough credits to graduate. He's really struggling in our courses because he doesn't speak English. We tried several things this year to help him that were much less costly. Software interpretation software, things like that. It does not work in the classroom when you're in math class, for example. So he's been begging us to help him, and we do have an obligation to help him. Carolyn was a find for us. Dr. Unger was very excited. She speaks three languages. We have one of the most diverse language-speaking staff that we've had in years here between Beatrice and Carolyn now. We speak about six different languages. She will be helping him with the Spanish and interpretation thereof. Her native language is German, but she speaks very good English. She speaks very good Spanish, so we're very lucky to find her. And again, it's not to exceed 20 hours a week. Dr. Unger knows that he'll be working primarily with Danny. Unless he has other needs, we won't hit that 20 hours. So.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Dooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that the bond recommendation, don't do this for real. On recommendation of superintendent, the board approved the following donations listed below.
But I'm glad you did.
Second. Any discussion?
I don't know that the description for Martha Hansen's donation is correct.
It was for basketball things, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Extensions, basketball extensions?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was actually the rims for the intermediate.
I don't know why. I've seen some.
That should be changed to athletic equipment.
Is Martha Hansen the wife of Stanley Hansen?
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
One other donation is not on here, but it's not a donation to the school. What I want to point out is the Rising Eagle program. We've talked about it a lot. There's a lot of folks that have really put some money into that. If you're not aware, the kids get a bicycle at the halftime of the home basketball games. That's a nice investment. There's a lot of folks in the community that I think they like to stay anonymous, so I won't mention who they are, but we really have to be pretty proud of our community for stepping up and doing that. Mr. Stewart put that program together. He actually stole it from Wilmington. He's very candid about that, but he thought it was just so inspirational that it was really important that we get something like that here. Connects our elementary and intermediate students with the high school and the campus in that program, so it's a great idea. Kudos to him, but again, we've got a lot of other things that are being donated to the school that don't necessarily come before you that are indicative of the people we have around us. So.
Yeah, I know you do it, but make sure they know we appreciate everything that they do. Yeah. You know, the media is not here tonight, but anybody gives us anything, hopefully they know how much we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting for the kids because I saw it, right, the basketball game last week or the week before. Yeah. I didn't know it wasn't. Our speakers in there. Sometimes it's hard to hear, so it's
right.
Maybe we can put something in our programs, maybe.
We got good programs.
We can move our speakers from the football stadium into the gym.
There you go.
We have good speakers.
Your speaker.
Right.
I just noticed both times I didn't understand what the purpose. I didn't know what it was for. I mean, I.
Yeah.
Usually those look pretty good.
Yeah, it's.
The sound system's pretty good.
It could just be the. I don't know,
the
number of people, or me. Or
I knew you were going to say
that. Really?
Somebody can say it.
I know.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nice.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I move that we enter into executive session at 7:44 p.m. for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And we'll probably add Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
I'll second.
Discussion.
One more time, say publicly, we'll miss you. Good luck with the county commissioners.
Thank you for all the years that you've put in the Mass Place Board.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
There will be no action items taken after.